The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's a great day to be living here in the heart of Superior, California. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda, who will be back from vacation, I guess, this Wednesday. Good morning, Bob.
And good morning. Another Monday. Beautiful morning, as a matter of fact. Great clear skies. We'll talk about that. Just because a little bit of rain fell doesn't mean you get to go out and start burning stuff. We have a winds coming up, and in fact, a red flag warning, northwest winds around 8 miles an hour right now. Here on this Columbus Day, sunny and a high near 83, overnight low of 59. Temperatures taper off as we head through the week, but no rain in our immediate future, so things are going to dry out, and October can be a pretty serious fire month, so keep that in mind. Right now in downtown Reading, 56 degrees is the temperature. The skies are clear, no smoke readings, all down in the greening. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, offering senior and veterans discounts. Their customers are warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts.
Well, Bob, do you want to be serious or light this morning?
It's Monday. The caffeine has not kicked in yet. Hit me with something light and then ramp up.
All right. The future is now. I came across this article that said the gasoline engine has 20,000 individual parts and electric motor has 20. Electric cars are sold with lifetime guarantees and are only repaired by dealers. Takes only 10 minutes to remove and replace an electric motor. Faulty electric motors are not repaired in the dealership, but are sent to a regional repair shop that repairs them with robots. Your electric motor malfunction goes on. The malfunction light goes on, and you drive up to what looks like a Jiffy auto wash, and your car's towed through while you have a cup of coffee, and out comes your car with a new motor.
And $1,500 or whatever out of your pocket. They don't mention that.
Really? Gas stations are going to go away. Parking meters will be replaced by meters that dispense electricity. Companies will install electrical recharging stations. In fact, they've already started. Dunkin' Donuts has it at all their locations now. Major auto manufacturers have already designated money to start building new plants that only build electric cars. The coal industry is going to go away. We're talking about the future, right?
No, right, right.
Gasoline and oil companies will go away. Drilling for oil will stop. So say goodbye to OPEC. Homes will produce and store more electrical energy during the day, and they will sell it back to the grid. A baby of today will only see personal cars in museums. The future is approaching faster than many of us can handle.
I have questions, to borrow your quote.
Go.
Who pays for all this stuff? Because this stuff has an intrinsic cost.
Well, okay. Let's answer that with an example. In 1998, Kodak had 170,000 employees and sold 85% of all photo paper worldwide. You know, in just a few short years, I mean, 1998, that was 20 years ago. Their business model has disappeared. They went bankrupt. Who would have thought in 1998 that was going to happen? And over the next 5 to 10 years, a lot of companies are going to go the way of Kodak. Did you think in 1998 that 3 years later you would never take a picture on film again?
It is making a comeback, but yes, it is just as the vinyl record was replaced by the CD, which in turn was replaced by the digital download, which of course gives the companies far more control. It was a very swift transition over to a digital format, which is ephemeral. It can go away, poof, yeah. Just like that.
And it's going to happen again, but much faster with artificial intelligence, health, autonomous and electric cars, education, 3D printing, agriculture, and jobs. I was really impressed with the book Future Shock. This is now...
Hello, Alvin.
Yeah. Alvin Toffler's Future Shock. I think it came out in, 1984? Software has disrupted and will continue to disrupt most traditional industries in the next 5 to 10 years. Uber, for example, is a software tool. They don't own any cars, and they're now the biggest taxi company in the world. Airbnb, now the biggest hotel company in the world. Did Hilton Hotels see that coming? Artificial intelligence. Computers have become exponentially better. Exponentially better. This year, a computer beat the best Go player in the world 10 years earlier than was expected. In the United States, young lawyers already don't get jobs. Because of IBM's Watson, you can get legal advice, right now just basic stuff, within seconds, with 90% accuracy compared to 70% accuracy when you go see a human lawyer.
Right. The entry-level job in any law firm was to go read lots and lots of books to cite case law and write it and transfer it onto a legal pad or laptop.
So if you study law, you probably ought to stop immediately. There'll be 90% fewer lawyers in the future.
Good start.
Only omniscient specialists will remain. Watson, IBM Watson, already helps nurses diagnosing cancer. It's 4 times more accurate than human nurses.
But yeah, this is all about pattern recognition and retrieval of information. Yeah.
Right, pattern recognition. Facebook can now recognize faces better than humans. In 2030, computers will become more intelligent than humans. Autonomous cars. In 2018, the first self-driving cars are already here. In the next 2 years, the entire industry will start to be disrupted. You won't want to own a car anymore, as you will call a car with your phone. It will show up at your door and drive you to your destination. It won't need to park. You'll only pay for the driven distance, and you can be productive while driving. The youngsters today, kids born today, will never get a driver's license and will never own a car. And that's going to change our cities because we'll need 90 to 95% fewer cars. We can transform former parking lots into homes for homeless for parks. 1.2 million people die every year in car accidents worldwide, including distracted or drunk driving.
Or texting.
We have one accident every 60,000 miles. With autonomous driving, that'll drop to one accident every 6 million miles. And that'll save 1 million lives a year or more. So most traditional car companies will probably go bankrupt.
I did a story on Boomer Tech that vehicles are probably going to become a membership thing. You sign up for a subscription.
Right.
And there is a pool of cars from which you can draw.
Yeah.
And you would pay for probably less than you're paying now for insurance and upkeep and car payments and all that. You pay a subscription and you might end up with a different car every time. But that American car owner's dream, probably about to go bye-bye.
Okay. So what's that do to the automobile insurance industry? Because there will be fewer accidents, the rates will go down, and they'll go down to the point that the auto insurance businesses will go out of business.
Now, I would not be an adjuster at this point in time. I would not be starting a career as an adjuster.
Real estate, my own industry, is going to change because if you can work while you're in the middle of your commute.
That does not compute.
Yeah. You're commuting and you can work the whole time because you're not driving, then people will live farther away in more beautiful and desirable neighborhoods. Fossil energy companies are trying to limit access to the grid to prevent competition from home solar installations, but it can't continue. Technology will take care of the strategy. But, you know, the tricorder from Star Trek, Star Wars, whatever it was.
I have it on my belt, essentially.
You have a tricorder?
Well, okay, this thing is a Galaxy Note 8 from Samsung.
Yeah.
Can tell me what the ambient temperature is, what direction it's moving, its precise location. It can retrieve information on the fly. Hello, Captain Kirk.
Okay. Let me tell you what it's going to be able to do and probably can do now if you just downloaded the right apps. Okay. It can take your retina scan, your blood sample, you breathe into it, and it analyzes 54 biomarkers that will identify nearly any disease. There are dozens of phone apps out there right now for health purposes, and the Tricorder X is coming down in price and will be in your pocket within the next couple of years. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Want to let loose? I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96.
And now, back to our show.
20 minutes after 7 o'clock, KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. They got outstanding service to your heating and cooling system. They have 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service, and they will give you warranties and guarantees. Lions Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. Your phone calls are welcome at 605-4567. Okay, that's enough of the light stuff. Let's get into something I want to talk just a little bit about, and it is liberalism. Liberalism is a religion. I mean, its tenets cannot be proved. Its capacity for waste and destruction are demonstrated. But it affords a feeling of spiritual rightness at little or no cost to the believer. Modern liberals don't have to defend their beliefs, since those holding opposing beliefs aren't just wrong, they're morally inferior. Thus, those holding the proper beliefs must be morally superior. And that thinking drives one to the practice of presentism. Presentism. And this is the application of the current ideals on moral standards to interpret the current. Whatever our current standards are, we're using that to interpret historical figures and their actions. Liberalism and the morally superior position upon which it rests demand it be so. It can't logically be any other way. Therefore, if all who came before you are morally inferior, then our entire past must be reexamined. That's why we're tearing down Confederate statues, because now we are more morally enlightened than we were. And what got me off on this rant, and by the way, that statement I just made was made by David Mamet, Pulitzer Prize winning playwright. He's a liberal and he's 60 years old. I've traveled quite a bit around the world, and I've made the comment before that the one thing that really struck me about being in Europe was all the monuments to dead people. They got monuments everywhere to dead people. There's churches and statues and whatever else. And some of those were good guys. Some of those were bad guys. Some were good women. Some were bad women. Whatever. The statues are everywhere. It is part of the fabric of their past. I can't quite understand why we are destroying the fabric of our own past. There were some things that deserved to be destroyed. Slavery deserved to be destroyed, despite the fact Democrats tried to keep it in place. It was Republicans who got rid of it over the objections of Democrats. I mean, the war between the states, as it's called in the South, or the Civil War, as it's called in the North, existed. It's part of what created who we are. I mean, I often hear this phrase that we're a nation of immigrants. I'm not sure we're a nation of immigrants. Who immigrates here? Historically, we're a nation, to my mind, of conquerors. The first people that came here conquered the native population. The the people that came here later conquered other things. And you know, it is our history. I don't know why we're tearing down Confederate statues. I don't know why we're doing this, that, and the other thing. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Why are we changing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day or another Veterans Day or something? I mean, Columbus showed up in 1492. I learned in first grade that he sailed the ocean blue and showed up in October of 1492 someplace. And, you know, that's just part of our history. And destroying things because in our current moral revisionist standards, we don't like them, doesn't make any sense to me. It existed. It happened.
No, worked for Goebbels. Just changed the history.
Yeah. Yeah.
Worked for Stalin's folks. Changed the history.
There was an excellent editorial by Jonah Goldberg yesterday in the Record Searchlight. In it, he talks about his book, one of the books he's written lately, and words such as tribalism, identity politics, and populism get thrown a lot these days. The definitions vary, but for practical purposes, they're all simply different words for the same thing. He says, there are three attitudes or assumptions common to all of these forms of categorical thinking. And these are the three assumptions. If you're a tribalist or a populist or an identity political person. The first is the mentality that says, my team, my tribe, my people are good. Our story is true, our grievances are righteous, our agenda is correct, and our means for achieving it are justified. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two. Meanwhile, your team, your tribe, your people are the opposite of these good things. You're bad, your story is false, your grievances are pathetic, your agenda is wrong, and your means are illegitimate. And the third assumption of populism is any allegedly neutral rule is an unfair impediment to what we want to do and often a barely disguised tool of the enemy to prevent good things from happening. I find that all fascinating. I mean, let's apply it to Democrats and Republicans. Let's apply it to the state of Jefferson versus those who aren't interested in the state of Jefferson. Let's apply it to geoengineering versus those who don't believe in geoengineering. It's all tribalism. There isn't any dialogue taking place.
I would have to agree with that.
You know? It's remember what it's founded on. The mentality that says, my team, my tribe, my people are good, and our story is true, our grievances are righteous, and our agenda is correct, and our means for achieving it are justified. Number two, your team, your tribe, your people are the opposite of these good things. You're bad. Your story's false, your grievances are pathetic, your agenda's wrong, and your means are illegitimate. And thirdly, any alleged neutral rule is an unfair impediment to what we want to do and often a barely disguised tool of the enemy to prevent good things from happening. So we have Kavanaugh, okay, going before the Senate Judiciary Committee, with what appears to be a presumption of guilt without any trial. I mean, as a nation, we're a nation of laws, and that's one of the things that makes us different than many other nations in the world.
Yeah, we have to believe the person because of her gender and no other qualification. And the fact that it has a desired outcome, that's beside the point.
Well, and similarly, the argument that women are mistreated in our society and have been historically mistreated.
I won't argue that one.
Is a fact, okay? But just because that's a fact doesn't mean every claim of mistreatment is a fact. It's innocent until proven guilty. And your tribe isn't any better than my tribe, and if we got our act together, we would agree to disagree and not retreat into our tribal enclaves. Your calls are welcome at 605-4567.
And at 7:30, we got some guests coming up right after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what you need in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Some things in life rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
734 KCNR's Free Fire Radio. Rolling on with Shasta Regional Medical Center bringing you this portion of the program. They are the recipient of the Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. They are a certified chest pain center, primary stroke center, and recently earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. Quality, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, the community's choice, located in the heart of downtown Reading.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda. They're on vacation back in a couple of days. And I'm joined in the studio now by an old friend, Bonnie Sharp. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Why are you showing up to see me this morning?
Well, our church, All Saints Episcopal Church, is having their annual bazaar, which is known in Reading as one of the finest ones there is. And we kind of get a jump start on them. So ours is coming up on Saturday, October 27th. And then, of course, people can come by the next day, too, if they want. But we only have the church available, the place where we have the bazaar, until the noon on that day. But
Wait a minute, Bonnie. You're getting ahead of me here.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question.
Oh, yay.
You're having, All Saints Episcopal is having their annual bazaar.
Right.
Is that spelled B-I-Z? Or B-A-Z?
B-A-Z.
Oh, okay. Well, I was unclear. Yeah. I didn't know how weird you got over there.
Got it.
And why is it the most wonderful thing on the face of the earth?
Well, we have such a nice variety. We have baskets. We have pie and coffee. We have we're starting something new this year, so I'm going to kind of leave it to the end. We have beautiful linens. We're known for the linens. People stand in line. Linda Bott, bless her heart, she's always first in line. She comes with her cup of coffee. She loves our bazaar, and she's always the first one in line. And so I'm glad she's coming back from vacation because she loves our bazaar. So.
Wait a minute. I don't know what linens are. Is that somebody's old sheets?
Mm-mm. Beautiful lace and decorated linens for your table when you want to set a beautiful table.
You have people in the church that make this stuff for the bazaar?
No, they donate their ones they've had forever that are, probably things that have been handed down in their families. Not always, but, really lovely things. Or like when I moved, my linens I had, nice table linens, they didn't fit the table I had to force into the place where we live now. So, there's always an excuse, and especially if you have a good one like supporting your church.
Yeah, it makes me think. My grandmother had doilies on everything.
Oh, yes.
On the arms of sofas, on the backs of chairs. There were tables under doilies.
Yes.
I haven't seen a doily in years.
Come down Saturday. This is the 27th.
You're going to have doilies for sale?
You bet. We'll have doilies. I know we will. We always do. And they're always beautiful, and the women are very generous. And, they take all these linens that are donated home and iron them, wash them and iron them, and so they're just like... And people really do appreciate the nice linens.
Do you have any doilies in your house?
I do.
Okay.
They're not exactly like my mom, but they are doilies. I like something on my table before I sit, like a flower or some sort of other.
Don't you have to take them off to dust the table?
Absolutely.
That's a lot of work.
Well, that's good for me. I need that.
I can tell Jim didn't put them out. I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. That's all right. This year we have a new attraction to our bazaar. It's called the Unique Boutique, and because we redid a little section in our big meeting room there for our teenagers, so they'd have a place that they could call their own and do their thing. But they're letting us use it for the bazaar because. We're inviting members and whoever to bring unique things. Like, I know it's not very, very good taste for me to use myself as an example, but I have a beautiful dress that I want to donate because I'm getting old and my arms are ugly and I don't want to. Well, I don't want to wear it and expose my ugly arms anymore. But it is beautiful, and I took it to the show to the ladies. Oh, my God. So mm-hmm. It was one of those kind of things. So people are bringing expensive purses and all kinds of things that you just don't you know, go to a store and buy, right? You know, mm-hmm. like you can. So we're hoping that will be a big hit. And with the members, when we accept, you know, of the ECW group, which is the ladies group that puts this on, when we talked about it, everybody got very excited. Oh my goodness. So, you know, it really stirred a lot of new interest in Star. So.
You got anything for guys at this thing?
Oh yeah, the guys come. I mean, like, you know, some of the people that are into getting, what should I say? You know, men that want to, that do, help me here, men. You men, help me. They like to get silver, buy up silver stuff. And we have a table that is huge where we have all kinds of silver that people brought, or that they bring, and that goes like hotcakes. So, yeah, the men come. They go through the stuff with a fine-tooth comb. That's what's interesting to me, to see how the ladies peruse the area. And men, man, they know exactly where they're going. They come right in there and go to that.
I'm
silver.
Going for the pie and coffee.
Oh, good.
You know, somebody else can shop for doilies.
Yeah, right.
And the only reason there's silver there is because everybody's too lazy to clean it anymore.
Well, that can, you know, you don't like to say that, but that's true. Yes. But we do. That's a big showstopper kind of thing.
You got any fishing supplies?
You never know. Oh, you know, we haven't, the stuff hasn't all come in yet. And we have a big warehouse so that we keep things in that people donate throughout the year. So
okay.
It's a really popular bazaar. I'm very proud of it.
When is it?
It's the 27th, Saturday the 27th, October.
That's 3 weeks away or something?
A week.
4 weeks away?
No, that.
The 27th of October, mm-hmm. on a Saturday. What time?
We open at 8, and the line is long to get in.
Well, I have to pay to get in?
Nope. You just have to wait till we open that door and try to back out the way before we don't get knocked down.
Is it free coffee and pie?
I'm sorry, it's not.
Oh. There's a good coffee and
it
pie.
It is. Good coffee and homemade pie, you know, those church ladies bake.
Okay. Church lady pie. Mm-hmm. The best kind of pie.
That's right.
And it where?
Well, oh, yeah, we should say that. Huh. At the All Saints Episcopal Church, it's on the corner of, I'm afraid I was going to say it wrong, Benton and Quartz Hill Drive, right across from the Redding Golf Course.
Uh-huh.
So, and there's lots of parking. You know, it's not... doesn't make it hard for people to get in and out there. Yeah, it's a really nice annual. We all look forward to it, you know, no matter. And the ladies have been able, like, we put the steeple on the church. And how long had the church been built before they got the steeple?
25.
How many?
25.
Okay, 25. So we raised money to put the steeple up on the church. And it was a really, wonderful event because we felt like, okay, it's complete now. You know, everything is, mm-hmm. and it is a beautiful church, so we were so glad to get the steeple there. Then we bought a sound system for the church. As a, we have a lot of community organizations that meet there, so we needed to upgrade that. And, I mean, I can't tell you all the things that our bazaar has provided for the church, so we always look forward to it. I don't think we've set a goal this year because there are several things that we need to do, so we're kind of trying to pick out one to focus on.
What's wrong with your arms? Your arms are fine.
You haven't seen the top of them.
It's a function of old age.
I know.
I mean, I don't wear long sleeve shirts because my arms are getting wrinkly. I wear them because I'm getting cold.
Colder, I know.
Earlier.
That time. Well, you know, women are... Yeah, you know how we are.
I'm not going to touch that with a
10-foot
pole.
No, you're a smart man.
But your arms are fine as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you, sir.
You can wear anything you want. Okay. All right, we're going to do what here?
I guess.
We're going to take a break, but we want to re-emphasize one more time.
Yeah, date and all that.
The date is October 27th.
Right.
It's a Saturday.
It is.
8 o'clock. It's on the corner of Benton and Quartz Hill.
Correct.
Or North Court and Quartz Hill. That's where North Court Street or Court Street turns into Benton.
Right.
At that intersection.
Yes, right.
Doors open at 8. You're going to have coffee, pie. You can go to the boutique section and find something that was really expensive and somebody doesn't want anymore.
I'm tired of it or whatever.
Yeah. And you can go...
get a doily if you're feeling doily deprived.
Doily deprived.
Bonnie, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. So nice to see you. Thanks, Bob.
We'll be back after this.
And 7:44 is our time on KCNR. I'm sitting here with a hot mic and Four Winds Jewelry bringing you this portion of the program. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. One of the few full-service jewelry stores in our town. Four Winds Jewelry, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Home Helpers, Reading Home Helpers. If your loved one is suffering from or recovering from an injury or surgery, marriage and caregivers at Home Helpers can keep your loved one safe and independent in their own home. They can do 2 hours a day up to 24 hours a day based around the needs of your loved one. You want more information, contact Sharon Clark. She'll see you for an in-home consultation. ReadingHomeHelpers.com, 226-8350. There is no place like home.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. here on Free Friar Radio. The phone number is 605-4567. We have guests coming in at the top of the hour from Shasta College. Joining me in the studio is Peter Griggs from Shasta College, who arranged the guests that are coming in 10 minutes. But you have a specific job title and duties at Shasta College. Peter, what are they?
Well, first, good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
And my official job title is Marketing and Outreach Director. And so my job is to very basically help tell the story to our community about Shasta College and what we're doing for the community.
Tell the story of Shasta College mm-hmm. and what you're doing for the community.
Correct.
Outside of educating kids?
No, the college is involved in the community in a wide range of areas. Our primary objective, of course, is education. But the college, you know, reaches well beyond just the physical campuses and is involved in the community in a great variety of ways. So our opportunity to come in, talk to you, Carl and Linda, of course, when they're here, and bring in students that from the opportunities that the college has provided to them have achieved success and, you know, been able to go on, transfer to universities, have been able to earn certificates or degrees, which, of course, has enabled them to provide jobs or become entrepreneurs for our community, which, as you know, grows businesses.
I went to Shasta College.
Did you really?
I actually got a degree from Shasta College.
Fantastic.
I forget what it was in, but I got one. It took me 14 years.
And that can happen. We prefer if it didn't. We're very very focused, especially right now, on trying to help our students to what we would term complete, you know, within a reasonable amount of time. For us, you know, we have certificates that can take as short a time as, you know, a year for us, for a school year. But generally about 2 years is what we like to see our students try and achieve a completion at.
Well, except when you're an adult with a full-time job, a family, three kids, and you only go to night school, it takes 14 years.
Well, but you know what? You completed. And so that's we'll focus on the positive. Shasta College, you know, has recognized, and we have great administrators out there under the leadership of Dr. Joe Wise, who has been instrumental in bringing forward a number of programs
mm-hmm.
to help people who, much like the situation you found yourself in, they are working adults,
mm-hmm.
right? And they have a very limited amount of time. So we have some great programs out there, and we've had them in here talking before, which are there to help our working adults or adults who are out there. Perhaps they tried college, you know, a few years ago, and it just wasn't quite for them, and now they're kind of bumping up against that ceiling in their job where they're looking out thinking, you know, I'd like to advance, I'd like to get ahead, but I have skill sets that I need, and we can help to provide that at the college.
You know, when I was in high school, I was told that my expected lifetime income was $356,000.
Really?
That was in the 1950s.
Mm.
Okay. My expected lifetime income was $356,000. And if I would go to college, I would get rich compared to $356,000.
Sure. Okay?
And what do you tell the kids that are coming out there? What's the value in dollars of their education?
Well, and this brings up a great point. All of the research that we have mm-hmm. continues to point to the fact that if you simply graduate from high school and go directly into the workforce, which, of course, is an option for you, this, you know, X amount of dollars, and I don't know what that number is,
mm-hmm.
is statistically what your average is that you would earn over the course of your lifetime. Now, let's face it, there are going to be some kids, and they're outliers statistically, mm-hmm. who are going to do much better than that. They're self-starters. They're highly motivated. They start a computer club in their basement, right, and mm-hmm. get something going. But what we do know is that if you come to a we'll take community college as an example. If you come to community college, you earn your two-year degree.
Mm-hmm.
That statistically, again, and we have a statistics professor coming in to talk to us this morning, that you stand a much better chance of seeing greater earning potential over the course of your working lifetime. And, of course, that has ramifications in terms of compounding. So if you start off with a college degree or you eventually earn one, you go into either an entrepreneurial business, right? So we have helped you from a business mindset where you can learn to balance your books, you can understand sales, understand personal management.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go into an existing business, a Fortune 500 company, for instance, where that degree will open certain doors for you. Then your earning potential goes up, the amount that you're able to contribute to your savings, to your investments, your portfolio, and, of course, over the course of a lifetime, those all contribute. Now, if you're able to go on even further and pursue a four-year degree or beyond, again, all of the data that we have shows that you continue to increase that earning potential. And, yes, those are numbers that we are giving to the students who are out there who are looking at, should I pursue this course?
When I worked in the aerospace industry for Ford Aeronautics, Ford, and this was in the 60s, had seven divisions worldwide, and they would take in about, 20 or 30 people every year to be part of their global management training program, and they would send them around the world to their seven different major divisions. And they spent, I think, 2 weeks or 3 weeks in the aerospace division where I interacted with them about what my job was at the time. And this 25 or 30 young men and young women were divided between those who were selected as the top graduates in their universities as their introduction to, you know, a major manufacturer marketplace, starting their career path. Half of them were from there, and the other half were promotions from within. They were guys from down on the line or gals from the secretarial pool or whatever, being groomed for upper management positions. And I found a distinct difference between the college graduates and the non-graduates who were coming up through the ranks. And the difference was that the college graduates grasp the concepts much quicker than the internal promotions did. At the same time, the non-graduates got the interpersonal relationships much faster because a lot of business runs on interpersonal relationships. I mean, yes, you can invent a computer in your garage, but you can't market it unless you know somebody who can talk to somebody, right? And it was an interesting difference for me, and I don't know if that's changed or not, you know, because I was dealing with young people who had come out of high school into whatever job they went into and were being groomed for upper management, and then top college graduates coming in who had no work experience being groomed for upper management. It was an interesting difference, and I don't know what you see in terms of students coming into Shasta College now.
Well, you know, the great thing about Shasta College and all community colleges, specifically in California, is that we serve 100% of all students who want to come to us. So it's not just the students who, for instance, would be coming directly out of high school. Certainly that's a large percentage of the students that we do service. Mm-hmm. However, we have in this community a large group that, again, perhaps went off, started a business, started a career, or stayed home, right? Decided to start a family. And now they're looking to come back and pursue an education.
What's your daily enrollment for day school?
So we'll,
as opposed to night school?
Well, for full-time enrolled students, what we would term anyone 12 units or over, we would have about 7,500 students, and all students, we'd have about 12,600.
Okay. So there's 5,000 people coming, not full-time, but just part-time to learn skills or jobs or whatever else, and others are educationally driven. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be back after this.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Head of this evening's White House ceremony for newly minted Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump is Florida-bound. He's heading there on Air Force One, along with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
The President and Rosenstein had planned to meet recently, but their meeting was postponed because of the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Last month, it was reported that Rosenstein had discussed possibly secretly recording Mr. Trump to expose chaos in the White House and invoking constitutional provisions to get him removed from office. Rosenstein denies the reports.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Mr. Trump, to speak at a police chief's conference in Orlando. Investigators trying to figure out why a limo blew through an intersection before crashing into a parked SUV outside Albany, New York, killing 20 people. It happened over the weekend in Schoharie, New York, where Liz Gallup lives and works.
Mostly it's a very close-knit community and a lot of hugging and praying and commiserating together. But that's what small communities do.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt says his agency is investigating the terrible crash.
20 fatalities is just horrific. I've been on the board for 12 years, and this is one of the biggest loss of lives that we've seen in a long, long time.
The victims, 18 people in the limo and two pedestrians. The Florida Panhandle could feel the fury of Hurricane Michael at midweek. That tropical storm has now graduated to hurricane status, and it's intensifying. It's expected to continue to strengthen over the Gulf of Mexico. Governor Rick Scott approving an emergency declaration for 26 Florida counties. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow down about 35 points. The NASDAQ is off 27, and the S&P 500 index currently down 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Tensions couldn't be higher between Israel and Hamas. We get the latest from the media line's Charles B. Blazer.
Israel and Hamas appear to be sliding towards war after 20,000 Palestinians converged along the border fence, clashing with Israeli security forces. The chaos comes amid reports the Palestinian Authority will cut off nearly $100 million in monthly funds earmarked for Gaza, a move that analysts believe could induce Hamas to launch a full-scale conflict. In a bid to buy time, Qatar has started funneling money through the United Nations to Israel, this with the approval of the Trump administration, to pay for much-needed fuel for Gaza's residents. In the interim, the Israeli military has increased its troop deployment and added Iron Dome anti-missile defense batteries in the Gaza region amid, quote, maximum preparedness for any scenario. I'm Charles Biblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. While some communities no longer mark Columbus Day, that's definitely not the case in New York City.
The parade along Fifth Avenue is always full of the sights and sounds of the Italian-American community. And this year, First Data President Guy Chiarello is Grand Marshal.
Celebrating this day, not only for Italian-Americans, but for all Americans, it's just an amazing opportunity.
As for the controversy surrounding the divisive holiday,
I don't get wrapped up in the controversy. America is the greatest country in the world, and it represents freedom. And everybody has to have their own heritage and beliefs.
Several cities around the country, including Columbus, Ohio, the largest city named for Christopher Columbus, have called off their observances. Julie Walker, New York.
And officials in Columbus say a budget crunch prompted the city to cancel the traditional Columbus Day observance. City says it can't afford to give workers the day off to celebrate. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Lindebott, who will be back Wednesday from their vacation. Bob, what's the morning shaping up to be?
Well, looks like we still have a red flag warning in effect from the National Weather Service. That means dry conditions and wind. I know we had rain, but that's not a reason to go pile stuff up in the yard and set it on fire. We do have a fire danger. Your Columbus Day will see a high of about 83 degrees, the overnight low 59, winds at about 11 miles an hour with gusts getting a little bit higher, so that's the reason for the red flag warning. Right now in downtown Reading, it is 59 degrees, and of course the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Customers are warm friends. Senior and Veterans Discounts, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Now let's go to the phones, and from the Reading Patriots, we have Rally Sally telling us what is happening tonight. Sally.
Good morning. Yes, I can.
Howdy.
Tonight we've got several things going on. First of all, we have Preston Sharp coming to talk to us. He's the young man that has become somewhat famous putting out flags and flowers on veterans' grave, and he's been traveling around the country quite extensively doing this. Apparently he's put out hundreds of thousands of flags on graves for the veterans, so he's going to be coming in. And we also have James Crockett, who is running for city council, a spot on the city council, and he's going to come. We have not met him yet, so we're looking forward to hearing what he has to say and what his vision is for Reading. So we invite people to come on out, and it's tonight at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Barney View Road.
All right, Sally, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joining me in the studio this morning are a bunch of ladies. Well, let's start with the old one.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Will Robinson.
I thought I liked you.
Well, you know, old is a relative. Old compared to the other two ladies that are here.
True.
Young compared to me and Bob. This is Eva Jimenez or Hyman.
That's close. Jimenez. Yes.
It's a Hispanic name.
It is.
Oh.
Claro que sí.
So that's Eva Jimenez.
Uh-huh.
You are the Vice President of Economic and Workforce Development at Shasta College. What is that?
That's a great title, first of all, but more importantly, it truly is about the economic development portion and really linking education to our community and the economic vitality of our community, and how can we, Shasta College, play a role in that. So just working, again, with our industry partners and developing programs, and more importantly, looking for grant opportunities that will infuse funding back into our school and our community.
How do you find a grant opportunity?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, within the California Community College system, there are different vehicles and different sources that we're aware of that are kind of internal within the system. Mostly they come from the chancellor's office, and it's state funding. On occasion, though, we are lucky and we do land a federal grant, and that's really more, it comes in from different, you know, different organizations, nonprofits that we're involved with, and it's really just communication. Sometimes it's just through the grapevine. Sometimes it's an email that you just happen to open and read and think, oh, this could be a great fit, and it works out.
Who are you partnered with in the community?
In the community, most, well, oh, so many. How long do we have? Mostly, you know, we definitely focus on our K through 12 schools. So we partner with our local schools, as you will learn more about this morning. We also partner with industries. All of our career technical education programs are asked to have advisory committees, and those advisory committees are made up of community partners who are working in that industry. So, for example, our welding advanced manufacturing programs have individuals from SPI, Knopf, you know, the big names, but again, made up of several smaller advanced manufacturers. Are you going to fall off that stool there? Sorry, I just want to note he almost fell off his stool.
I'm old.
Okay.
So you have a program called Leadership High School.
Yes.
Describe that to me, please.
Yeah, Leadership High School, and I think that'll sound somewhat familiar to some folks in our community who have been involved with Leadership Reading. And really, this was the initial mindset behind this program was to have something similar to Leadership Reading, but more importantly, focus on our youth. So I was in a meeting with several high school counselors, and I happened to secure a grant at the time. This was 5 years ago, and I had, you know, X amount of dollars available, and I said, what would you like to do with these dollars this year? Let's think of something that where we can collaborate with one another and allow our students to get to know one another from other schools as well. I think that's really important, the networking piece. So the high school counselors decided to come up with this title called Leadership High School, but of course I needed to talk to Leadership Reading and you know, make certain that it was something that they would endorse 5 years ago. So managed to present to their executive team, and they were 100% behind the idea of taking the same type of format of the monthly meetings and focusing on leadership leadership topics, and more importantly, allowing our youth to learn about the community itself, how it functions, what makes it work, and the leaders that are faced with challenges on a day-to-day basis and how those leaders actually deal with those challenges.
So these two young ladies you have with you are going to tell me how this town works, huh?
Well, I just want to say, yeah, they just started. We're only in October. We only had our first meeting in September. See, I'm protecting you, ladies.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with you. What's your name and what school do you go to?
My name is Sierra Bowling, and I go to UPrep.
Okay, and Sierra, what you've been to one meeting. What have you learned?
Well, even though we've had only one meeting so far, I've actually learned a lot. We've had some great speakers. We first started out talking about basically what leadership is. So we learned a lot about the first six leadership traits of great leaders, and the speaker gave us a whole list. He was really enthusiastic, and it was a really, really great speech that he gave. But basically, he told us that leaders are consistent with their words and actions, and they're committed to self-growth and reflection. And that really hit me a lot because that's really important. That's an important value that leaders need to instill within themselves. And so I got a lot out of that from his speech. And he also had a phrase that I took with me. And he said that followers look around them and leaders look ahead and behind them. And I thought that was really important to understand as we're going into this program, basically what leadership is, because that's the fundamental basis of Leadership High School.
Leaders look around them?
They look ahead and behind them. Yeah.
How can followers they, how, look around.
How can they do that with their nose and a cell phone 100%?
Well,
I just wondered.
Can I add to who that speaker was? Just yes. So sure. I had invited Aaron Hayes from Catalyst Mentoring in town, and so he came in and kind of kick-started off the event for us. He's okay. An amazing speaker.
Yeah. Now there's another young lady, and what's your name and what school?
My name is Kimberly Reynolds, and I'm from Shasta High School.
And Kimberly,
What have you learned in your one meeting?
Well, on part of what Sierra said, I have learned that what it takes to be a leader, and to be a leader, you have to ask yourself the real question on if you want to spend your life helping others or just benefiting yourself. And a leader, you serve others and you pay attention to what the majority need and not just like your needs. And I think that's something that I took with me, is that I had to reflect on myself and say, is this something I want to do? Do I want to take step and take a leap into being in this role and seeing what other people's need and not just myself? And that's something that really hit me when I was leaving that first meeting.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
And you are a senior, junior?
I'm a senior.
And you're learning about somebody other than yourself taking care of them?
Yeah, that sounds crazy, huh?
That's nuts. I didn't think teenagers ever did that. And so what do you hope to get out of this year-long adventure?
I hope to strengthen my ability to lead and be able to connect with the Reading community and see, like, what real big issues are out there. Because, yeah, like you said, we are teenagers, so we don't obviously pay attention to really what's around us. So hopefully me being a teenager, I can connect with people my age and show them what's actually going on in this community and what they actually could take part in and see and maybe help people grow.
As early as you are in this well, I'm going to get to that in a minute, because Bob's making motions like we're all going to go broke if he doesn't do a commercial any minute now. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 8:15, brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff Worst down there knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He is a craftsman, so don't fool around with your family's safety. If you got a crack or a chip, go see Crackmaster. Quarter-size chips and cracks up to 24 inches in length. He'll fix it so you do not see it. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master repair specialist. You will not be disappointed. Crackmaster, 328 South Market. Call 241-8373 for your appointment today.
Gather your friends for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not an adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's office. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. but Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
20 minutes after 8 o'clock on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. By the way, Carl and Linda will be back this Wednesday. Cornerstone Community Bank brings you this portion of the program. They have a total of three branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties. The downtown Redding branch is just south of Jack's Grill at 1845 California. Then the branch at 150 East Cypress across the street from Lithia and 237 South Main Street in Red Bluff. They invite you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com.
We're back. We're talking with students from Leadership Redding, Sierra Leadership High School Redding, Sierra and Kimberly, and Heather Jimenez from Shasta College, vice president of something, but the title doesn't really matter. Sierra, I didn't ask you what grade in school are you. How old are you?
I'm 17 as well, and I'm a senior.
You're at UPREP?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a speech pathologist.
A speech pathologist?
Yes.
Because?
I've always wanted to work in education, so I want to be a speech pathologist in I think in elementary school, and I also have always wanted to be working in special education as well. And so I want to try and incorporate all those things together, and I found that becoming a speech-language pathologist is the best route for me because I'm also interested in learning about speech in general. So I thought that would be the best combination.
Holy guacamole. Let's go back over here and get adult in the room.
Evan, when I got
out of high school, but when I was in, I didn't have a clue what I wanted to be other than a full-time surfer, okay? What has changed?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, clearly you can see the talent, right? And these students are definitely driven in a very different way than we were back in our day. But, you know, when we bring this pool of 50 students into one room, as you can see, just two young ladies here, the energy, the intellect, the conversations, they're pretty rich, because these students, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't say it's social media. I hope not, but something is making them think of, you know, something other than themselves, and they're planning for their future. So
maybe, obviously they're outliers.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I don't know. Maybe your parents get some credit. Yeah. I don't know. Right.
Kimberly, what do you want to be when you enter the workforce at some point in the future?
Well, Ken, I don't know.
All right, a normal teenager.
I have gone through lists of wanting to do so many different things, from being an FBI agent, from working in sports medicine because I have a passion for sports and physical health. But honestly, I have no clue what I want to do, and I've becoming to realize that that's kind of normal, so I'm not freaking out too much. I just know I want to work with people and out, like, doing something that affects people's lives.
You want to be a leader?
Yeah.
In whatever field you choose.
I mean, hopefully, yeah. Maybe I can run my own company someday.
Well, yeah, I look at it, you're training to be a mother-in-law, you know?
Play off, not that yet.
Okay, so there's what? How were the 50, you have 50 in the group?
Yeah, close to 50.
How were they selected?
Yeah, so I just, you know, want to note that there are several high schools involved in this program. I just want to list them really quick so they realize that this is, again, spread throughout our county. So we have UPREP, Anderson High School, Shasta High School, Foothill High School, Anderson New Tech, Enterprise High School, West Valley, and Red Bluff High School. So that's kind of, you know, the net was casted out, and essentially the lead at those campuses developed their own internal process on how they're going to recruit for Leadership High School. Again, this is our fifth year, and we've evolved, and I think every year the process changes a little bit based on, you know, what we've learned from the years past. So maybe these ladies can talk about how they were selected individually, but I believe there was an application interview and process. You ladies want to touch on that?
Go ahead.
Okay. My lead, Miss Reed, she told a few of us, like, she put it out there in, like, in the bulletin at our school, and then I see her in the office daily, so she directly told me because she thought it's something that would pique my interest. And so there was an application process where we would, of course, fill out our personal information, phone, email, name, and then we would, there was questions and that directly related to Leadership High School and how we thought we would be effective being a part of it. And then she sent it, and then she looked at them and selected a few.
All right. That's Kimberly talking. Kimberly, what's your responsibility for Sierra, who's sitting next to you as a leader?
I do not know. Make sure that, I mean, are you talking like in life or just like right this second?
In life.
I don't know. Just to, well, within this program, we have to kind of like collaborate, I guess. And kind of like I pick her brain, she picks my brain. That's kind of how it works.
All right. Let me turn this around, Sierra.
Yes.
You're a leader. You want to be a speech pathologist. You're in a group setting, learning about leadership, not just leadership, but you're also learning about, will be learning in upcoming sessions about public service, small business and government, the media, public safety, healthcare, all that stuff. As part of this group of 50, what is your responsibility to the other members of the group?
I think we all just work together as a cohesive group. We all support each other, and we bounce off of each other's ideas, and it's all just really collaborative together. We've only had one meeting, as you know, so far, but within that first meeting, we've already talked to pretty much everyone. We had group discussions. Yeah. We were able to see other people's viewpoints on certain issues, and it was really impactful to see everyone from different schools across our Reading community come together. And just, I guess, we're all responsible for one another and supporting each other's ideas.
Give me an example of hearing another's viewpoint that you disagree with and what you do about it.
I wouldn't say I necessarily disagreed with anyone. I feel like...
Maybe you didn't think about it, you know.
Yeah, I feel like we all kind of were able to take certain elements from what other individuals had said and build off of them, so we might not agree with everything, but we were able to touch on one certain issue, and then we could go from there. Mainly in this first meeting, we talked about what leadership is, nurture versus nature, and we all, you know, had a great discussion about it.
Well, it seems fairly apparent to me that one of the qualities of leaders is that they learn how to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And collaboration, by definition, involves listening.
Yeah.
We don't have very much of that in politics these days. Everybody's too busy talking. What's your goal, Eva, for this group of 50?
Yeah. I think, again, it just changes with the group dynamic. Obviously, my ultimate goal is, one, create awareness in terms of what it takes in terms of running a city and a community. And the importance of understanding people's needs and what we learn throughout the years, speaking to so many leaders. And again, I've been really fortunate in that we have amazing leaders within our communities who open their doors and open their hearts sometimes and speak to these young leaders about their journey and about their challenges. And like you said, most of them will mention that being a leader does involve obviously listening. But, you know, more importantly, it's making sure that they take all stakeholders and make the best decision that impacts the greater good. But they're very difficult decisions, and one of my favorite sessions in here is the government one, where we actually go into city council chambers and, you know, we listen to, we actually run a mock city meeting, and then we bring up the challenges that our community is dealing with today, and the students get to actually address it as if they were city council members. And that's really fascinating. So again, for me, it's just awareness, and that more importantly, getting to know other students within their community at different schools is really important for me, because I hear that we have some rivals, you know, in town in terms of just in sports. But I'm like, let's look outside of sports, right? Let's look, you know, deeper than that and what we're all about. And we're all here in this community living together, so we should support one another.
You have any young men in this program?
Yes, we do.
We have a
pretty good ratio, probably 40 to 60 right now, yes.
All right, we're going to take a obscene profit break, and I want to thank you both, or all three of you, for coming in and sharing this morning. We have somebody else for Shasta College coming up in the next half hour. We're going to talk about statistics and how they're manipulated. We'll be right back.
We love our sponsors because they pay my check. 8:30 on KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. River Common Senior Living brings you this portion of the program. Hey, if you've had enough of taking care of the lawn, if you've had enough of taking care of the outside of the house, this might be the solution for you. River Common staff going above and beyond to provide a superior and carefree living experience. You've got a gourmet chef, full-time activities, variety of programs, and River Commons is pet-friendly. To see what River Commons can do for you, contact them today to get a personalized tour, 238-5981.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about the now.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
It is 834 on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program, maybe a little early in the day to think about it, but later in the day, why not? Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub is nestled in the heart of downtown, 1701 California Street. It's Redding's only true Irish pub, voted best in the North State every year since 2011. Check them out. Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub. You want to watch the NFL? Do it on Sundays with a delicious brunch, including mimosas and Bloody Marys.
This is Ken. Let me say it again for Carl. They'll be back on Wednesday. Joining me in the studio now from Shasta College is Professor Jamie Larson. Good morning, Professor Larson.
Hi, Ken.
What are you a professor of out there?
I teach math out there.
Holy cow, math.
Yep.
I failed math.
I hear that a lot. Yep.
I failed math. What was it? In high school, I took algebra when I was a freshman. I failed it. I just didn't get it. My parents made me get a job, and I was a dishwasher in a restaurant. And they made me spend all my money on a math tutor during the summer.
Great
so when
parents.
I took math the second time, I passed it.
You had awesome parents.
That's your story.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I hear this story a lot.
I felt picked on.
I know. I know. You're in good company.
So you have some new math programs out there like Math 101. Is it like the math I took?
Well, actually, the programs we have that are new out there would be actually Math 102X. Yeah, it's an algebra class, but it's an accelerated type of algebra class where students can kind of learn it more on their speed and be done sooner if they want to be. What we've found through research is that a lot of students tend to drop out and not finish their program if it goes on too long. So the idea is to try to shorten the amount of time it takes students to get through a class, like an algebra class, and keep the retention for those students. They're more likely to succeed and get their degree, for instance.
Well, I know that I would assume there are some students that won't come out to Shasta College to get their degree because they hated math.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're going to require math,
yes,
of some sort.
Sure.
So tell me how you make A plus B equals C simpler.
Well, that's a science in itself. I mean, how do you get buy-in from students when it comes to teaching math? You know, I'm still learning. I've been out at doing this at the college for 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how I approach it now isn't quite the same as I did then, but I've learned through my time, you know, just some of the things I can do in the classroom is, you know, you have to be enthusiastic. You have to be genuine. Your message has to be genuine. So, you know, relate to the students who are having trouble. It wasn't easy for me to learn math.
Well,
so,
I know that now that I'm an adult, in fact, I'm an old adult, I've kind of come down to the feeling that, or the belief that reading is important, really important.
Sure.
History is important because without knowing it, we're doomed to repeat it.
I agree with you.
And algebra is important.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I think you're going to go there.
And the reason I think it's important is because it is the first class that you take in abstract thinking.
Well, that's true.
Algebra is about abstract thinking. And the problem I had in high school with algebra was the teacher was incapable of connecting the symbols
sure.
with real-world examples of abstract thinking.
That's a great point.
How do you do that now?
Well, that's funny you should say that. I actually have a couple of classes, which are my pet classes, that actually cater towards that kind of thing. These two classes that I've recently adopted actually deal with trying to teach subjects like algebra and whatnot to an audience that is more vocational. Mm-hmm. And these are students who, are in welding programs and diesel and automotive, culinary arts.
And abstract thinking applies to all jobs.
Sure it does. And they're a very tough audience to convince that mm-hmm. that's true. So the examples I use and the stories that I bring in have to relate to things like that, to solving problems that involve equipment, or time management, or pricing a job, for instance, materials in a kitchen, cost for them, that kind of a thing. So I really enjoy that because I think you do get a lot more buy-in. They're less apt to say, well, where will I need this, mm-hmm. in the real world? Mm-hmm. So I can say, well, you're going to use it right here, and it's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
You can either dig that hole with a shovel or a backhoe, and the algebra is the backhoe.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy coming at it from that angle and trying to win over converts in the algebra pew.
Are you succeeding?
I think I am. I'm getting better with it. It is a tough sell, and every crowd's different. Every group of students is different. I try to be open and keep myself learning. I, for instance... I've taken all the welding classes at the college and hydraulic classes, so I try to learn what their world looks like and listen to employers, what they want out of their students coming in, and try to mimic it in the classroom.
I've never heard an employer say, what was your grade in algebra as part of a job interview? But the ability to conceptualize abstractly and then bring it to reality is a thought process
yeah.
that, when you think about it, is a pure algebraic equation.
Yeah, and putting yourself through that evolution, learning algebra, changes you. It makes you a better thinker than you were before.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes sacrifice. There's productive struggle involved in going through that process. Are you going to give up? Or are you going to have parents, for instance, that are going to get you a tutor if you need it and so on?
No, I had to buy my own.
Oh, you did? That was a better world.
It's easy for you to say. You weren't living
no,
in it.
I know. I think it was a better world.
Okay. So to deal with this concept that I'm not going out to Shasta College because they're going to force me to take a math program, you attack that somehow.
Yeah, that's really tough. I don't have to do it completely because it is true that, for instance, where I'm coming at it from, I really do personally want my students to be able to get jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with more of the lower level, the basic skills levels, to where I am dealing a lot with students who just need what they need to get a job. So I want them to be competitive. I want our people to be competitive in this town and local areas. So, it is true. Employers are going to want creative people, thinkers. A lot of the people I get, for instance, my welders and mechanics, they just want to burn rod and turn wrenches. And still, I'm trying to say, look, that's great and all, but if you want more, if you want to be competitive, if you want to move up on pay scales, you're going to be expected to critically think and problem solve. Those are the people that get paid the big bucks, the problem solvers. And in order to do that, your tools are no longer a welder and a set of wrenches. It's going to be the skills you develop in, for instance, learning algebra.
Or if you are going to have a job with a set of wrenches, you're going to have to learn enough math to understand what torque is.
That's true.
As opposed to tight.
Sure, yeah. Converting it instead of just saying, look, 9/16 isn't the wrench I need the next bigger one. Well, how do you figure out what that next bigger fraction is?
You go to the toolbox and try
right.
to find one that fits.
Find the one that fits. That's what most people do. And that's fine.
And yeah. That's bad time management.
It is. I think it is. But, you know, the world's gotten by fine with that for 100 years. But it can be better. You can be better.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about elections, polls, and statistics. We'll be right back.
Now, most listeners of KCNR probably don't have occasion to visit this next sponsor, we hope. But Holly Bail Bonds at 1737 Placer Street wants you to stop by because they need you to help sign SB 10, the petition to stop SB 10, because that's the one that says that the crooks get out of jail without paying the bail. It endangers public safety and will cost millions. SB 10 was widely opposed by crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. You need to go down there and sign that petition by November 26th. That's Holly Bail Bonds, 1737 Placer Street. Give them a call at 241-1516.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Placer Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And if you're going to the Reading Patriots meeting tonight, Rally Sally says they're also going to have the SB 10 Bail Bond Initiative petition there at that meeting. So another reason to go there. Now, back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray. I'm talking with Professor Jamie Larson from Shasta College. And Professor Larson, let's talk a little bit about statistics and surveys and polls. It's the political season, and all the pundits are out claiming to know what's going to happen.
Sure.
Because they've taken a poll, or they have statistics. What is that about? because we saw in the last election, they blew it completely.
Well, Ken, you know, I teach statistics. It's at an elementary level, so I'm going to try to give you a quick rundown on how this works, a primer,
okay,
if you will. Okay. So, you know, what a poll's purpose is, it's to, you know, try to get an image of a population, what they think about in terms of elections, maybe a candidate or two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the populations are really too large to ask everybody, so a sample has to be taken from
okay.
that. Okay. So there's actually a science to making sure you get a representative sample. It's really easy to take a bad sample, for instance, if you don't employ the right techniques. I tell my students this story a lot. Let's say you're trying to find out the coffee drinking habits of the United States. That would be information that's relevant to maybe Starbucks, for instance.
Okay.
If they're going to expand or not. But let's say your pollster doesn't want to spend the time or money to go around and take a varied sample. So he winds up saying, look, I'm just going to sample everybody in this one city I'm at about coffee. And let's say the city is Ogden, Utah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that would be an example of a bad sample, right? That would not represent the entire U.S.
Because it's primarily Mormon and they don't drink coffee.
Exactly. It's tone deaf as far as culture and geography and all that. So you have to take a right sample. Otherwise, it's garbage in, garbage out. That
okay.
makes sense. Okay. So what happens is if you're going to take a good sample as far as political is concerned, usually those kind of samples are labeled scientific polls, and that would deem that particular sample was done correctly. All the correct methods were used to get it. Okay. So even when that poll's taken, and keep in mind, you can have a sample historically as small as maybe 1,000 people that has spoken for 260 million Americans with only 3% margin of error. So it's really powerful. It gives you a way to really look at a lot of people with a minimal amount.
If you sampled the right 1,000 people.
That's correct. You have to sample the right people.
How do you know who the right people are?
Well, that falls under the realm of professional pollsters.
Okay.
Beyond my pay grade. But that's how that works. So if you assume that a poll has been taken correctly, you still have to verify whether or not the results from that poll are significant. You can have a good poll, and then the outcomes may or may not be significant. And this is something that voters should pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, for instance, if you have a poll that comes back with candidate A having a 46 approval rating,
okay.
And let's do this. Candidate A at 42% and candidate B at 46%.
All right.
And you may say, well, candidate B then has a 4-point lead, correct?
Right.
From 42 to 46.
Right.
Okay. Well, the fine print of that poll could say this is done within a 3% margin of error, plus or minus 3%. You see that a lot. That's common.
So they could really be 42 could really be 45 and 46 could really be 43.
Sure, sure. The 42 could go as low as 39 and up to, like you said, 45. And likewise, the 46 could go down to 43 and all the way up to 49. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's fine and dandy. But what happens here is if you look at the upper end of candidate A, remember that was 42%. The upper end would be 45%. Mm-hmm. Agreed? Okay. Mm-hmm. And you look at the lower end of the interval created from candidate B, that would be the 46 minus 3, so that'd be 43, correct?
Right.
All right. So the upper end of the smaller candidate now surpasses the lower end of the upper candidate. Now, that would deem that that poll is insignificant. You can't trust that lead. And this is where pollsters or pundits would want to say, 46 leads the 42. But it's not true mathematically when you have that situation I just described. So the general rule of thumb is the lead has to be at least twice the margin of error. So I've got to replay this. Remember our lead for this poll was what, 4 points?
Right.
Okay. Our margin of error was 3 points?
Yep.
Double it, 6. So your 4-point lead is not at least, it's not 6, right?
Right.
All right. Insignificant. So these are the kind of things that I think...
Doesn't that drive pollsters to look for people who support their opinions?
Oh, sure. That's a very good point. You know, polls can be used poorly. People with agendas can use a poll incorrectly to bolster their position. Yeah, it's no big trick to find information that favors your side. And you do it in a biased manner. And to the uninitiated, to people that don't know about this, they think, I'll buy that because so-and-so's poll said so. But you have to come at it with critical thinking and know some of these things.
Is there any way I can tell if a pollster is asking me questions because the pollster is neutral rather than supporting a position?
Well, that's where you got to kind of, you know, use your head a little bit here. If you want to, you need these unbiased polls, the ones that are scientific. So generally your big pollsters, Gallup, Roper, they use scientific polls, and you can pretty much trust those kind of polls. The ones you can't would be like the kind of polls you'd see on websites for news agencies, Fox or CNN, for instance, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because those polls, you know, the people that are taking them, you know, they're taking them wantingly. They're not randomly sampled. And they all tend to have kind of a unifying core belief. For instance, right, Fox, most viewers tend to be more to the right politically, mm-hmm. and CNN more to the left. So mm-hmm. there's inherent bias in those polls. So you'd have to kind of know that, realize that about that poll.
Well, I'll share with you my experience with polls.
Okay.
When it just has happened this election season.
Sure.
I'm a registered decline to state.
Hmm.
Now, I was with a political party for years.
Okay.
I got disenchanted with all political parties because I think they're all nuts.
Okay.
And so I became a decline to state. The beauty of that is I no longer get fundraising letters from the Democrats or Republicans or Independents or Peace and Freedom.
Sure.
The amount of mail I get has decreased by 90%. Since I became a decline to state.
Okay.
It's wonderful. But I get polled because I'm in the...
in a group.
I'm in a group of the independents, although I'm not an independent. I'm just a decline to state, right?
You bet.
I've been polled 3 times this election season.
Already?
Random polls.
Okay.
Right? They call me on the phone at home and say... ask me some preliminary questions, and then they get to my age, and I'm honest about it, and they say, oh, well, we already have all the information we need from people your age, and hang up on me.
No kidding.
Yeah. So the last time, I told them I was 30 years younger. And I got to answer all these questions about, would you vote for Feinstein or Newsom? Would you vote for this or that or the other thing? And I answered the questions honestly, but they were only willing to listen to me because I was younger than I really am.
Can you poison the data, though? You
poison the data. I hope so. Drives me crazy.
Well, you got back, Adam.
So I'm helping, huh?
You're helping. Yeah, I feel your pain.
Well, Professor Larson, I appreciate you being in here this morning, and I appreciate what you're doing in making the math program more relevant.
Thank you.
To the job world out at Shasta College.
Absolutely.
On tomorrow's program, tomorrow morning, for the first hour, we're going to be talking with One Safe Place. And included in that conversation will be, do women lie about sexual abuse? We'll find out. In the second hour, what am I doing in the second? Oh, in the second hour, I'm going to go through the ballot propositions and tell you how I plan on voting on them. And then you can call me and harangue me about why I'm such an idiot for an old dude. Are we out of here, Bob? You want to get me out of here? I'll get me out of here. Now take some time and do a random act of kindness. You will have a better day as a result.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days.